Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jordan Gonsalves, and I'm a journalist. Join me on my new podcast, But We Loved, coming May 15th. Where queer elders recount the amazing history they've lived through.
In the middle of Wall Street, they stopped traffic. They were doing a die-in.
And in the process, share little gems of wisdom for the next generation.
The key is to understanding yourself, learning to love and embrace yourself.
You can listen to But We Loved May 15th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, this is the I Am Rapoport Stereo Podcast. My name is Michael Rapoport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo. I have my co-host, the 2015 Podcast Co-Host of the Year, Mr. Gerald Moody.
Yeah.
G. Moody, last name still rhymes with duty. We're doing big things. Do you know that have you checked out the YouTube page, Moody? You know that we got a YouTube page.
I've seen it, man. I've browsed through it. Looks good.
It's official. It's not one of these bootleg YouTube pages. You know what I mean? Like, you could play the I Am Rapoport Stereo Podcast at a party. You go to youtube.com/ I Am Rapoport. It's just another notch in our belt. What's really good, Mr. Monetti? Like, what's going on? How does it feel to be the 2015 reigning podcast co-host of the year? And you know, we're heading into October, the final quarter of the year. Are you concerned that you will be relinquishing your title?
No, I have no challengers. This is going to be an ongoing thing. We're going to dominate this for the next few years. And the foreseeable future, and this is how this is the order of things. We've came out of the pack, and this is what it is.
Yeah, it really kind of is what it is.
Yes.
And speaking of is what it is, I want to jump in to something that I'm really annoyed by. I'm really annoyed by this fucking guy, Kanye West.
Oh,
again, the little midget bully who lives in a glass, like a glass bubble, still fucking with Taylor Swift, still doing
what
it.
What happened now?
He was performing in her hometown. You know, she's from Nashville. Kanye West is, I think he's 39 or 40. Taylor Swift, I think, is 24. And obviously, Taylor Swift is a woman. Kanye West is a man. And you know the controversy about the line and that she recorded it. And if I was Taylor Swift, I'd sue this fuck for recording our conversation, number one.
Right.
Number two, instead of fucking with Jared Leto and Tom Hiddleston and these dudes, start fucking with a dude solely based on a guy that, like, fuck with Ghostface. Fuck with Ghostface Killer. Stop going with these Herbs, Jake Gyllenhaal, and all these cornballs. And let Ghostface try to wife you up so somebody could regulate this. Because
right.
Kanye West needs to be regulated. He was performing in Nashville the other day, and his line, you know, fuck Taylor Swift, I made that bitch famous. He did it a few times. He didn't just do it once. He did it a few times in her hometown.
Damn.
Like how Meek Mill and Drake, I don't care about that beef, but like that's like a challenge. That's like a threat, except for Kanye West's challenge and threat is to Taylor Swift.
I don't understand that. I mean, I thought that beef was over.
No.
And it
ain't
going
to be over. I'm sorry, Moody. It's not going to be over because no one's ever going to tell him to stop, because if he wouldn't do this, he wouldn't do this to any rapper. We're talking about a guy who the rapper, The Game, called him, this is what allegedly called him or texted him or asked him in some way, shape, or form, he said, do you mind if I put a lyric out saying that I fucked three Kardashians, your wife being one of them? And
Damn.
He said, yes. So you know what kind of dude this is. I would say, you could say to The Game, respectfully, I would appreciate if you didn't use that line, Game.
Right.
And I bet you Game would be the type of dude who'd be like, respect, I understand that. But
yes.
Kanye West said yes. And he'll say, oh, I'm not going to stifle somebody else's creativity or their artistry. No, you just didn't want it with The Game. But Taylor Swift, you want to have a whole arena of people saying, fuck Taylor Swift, and you want to do the line over and over again. And he does his shows now on a stage that sort of hovers over the crowd. And I guess it's nice and it's cool. I want to go up on the stage. I want to fucking push him off the fucking thing. I want to push him off the fucking stage. Or why doesn't he get like a guy up there and talk shit to him, and then the last man standing gets to perform on the stage instead of doing this to Taylor Swift? The
Word.
Game called you. He said, can I do this lyric about fucking your wife and fucking your wife's sister?
Damn.
And fucking your sister-in-law, Blac Chyna. And he said, yeah, I have no problem with that. You and then you still going at this girl. Soft, Duke. You whack. And you talk about, oh, this is art. And he'll veil it in art. You see, I'll tell you something about artists. They'll veil, oh, it's my art, or I'm an artist. I've said this before. Just because you're an artist doesn't mean you have to be an asshole. You know, like, I'm an artist. I'm a sensitive artist. So what, Duke? You still a dude. You still a fucking guy. Like, I'm an artist. This is my art. My man, I don't give a fuck what it is. You're not who you think you are. You're not Degas, you're not Cartier-Bresson, the photographer, you're not Vincent van Gogh, you're not fucking Pablo Picasso, you're not even the best rapper, you're just not. And you're still going with this 24-year-old girl, and karma, it gets everybody. It gets everybody.
Yeah.
For him to go out of his way to be cursing this girl and try to defame, she's sold more records than him. He's saying, I made her famous. You didn't make her famous. You're not even all, like, yo, she's bigger than him as far as, like, record sales and all that.
Right, right. But just think, a grown man is going after a woman. Think of,
I mean, like, a 24-year-old woman.
Think of, a grown man is got his concert, the fans, going after some lady, some young woman. I mean, I would think You would be above that. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I'm above that. You know, whatever. It's over. Let's rock out.
He said in the thing, he said in this recent video, somebody said to remove that line, but I ain't going to let this is hip hop, and I ain't going to let anybody step in the way of my art. Fuck you, Money. Why don't you make any of these lines and say any of this stuff about just a guy with a dick, just a person with a dick? Any other rapper you wouldn't go at like this. Nobody you wouldn't go at like this.
He knows that.
It's so
he knows
whack.
That.
And he got these people chanting, fuck Taylor Swift and all that. This guy's a clown, man. This guy is a clown.
Yeah, yeah. He know. He might have a little, like they say, he might have a little mental illness thing going, man.
Nah, he don't have a mental illness. You're giving him an excuse. He doesn't have a mental illness. He knows exactly what he's doing. He doesn't have any.
Right,
listen,
right.
Listen, everybody understands and respects boundaries at a certain point. Otherwise, if you're not, then you wind up in jail. But the average person, they respect and understand boundaries. Even the criminals understand and respect boundaries. Okay? Speaking of criminals and boundaries, so the shit hit the fan with me on the Howard Stern Show this week with Baba fucking Bowie, stuttering JD, and Jason the Fat Elephant Kaplan, who most people don't know. But now he's on the top of my shit list. Jason Kaplan is one of the producers at the Stern Show. He's about 320 pounds of good loving. He's fully haired. He's a fat elephant. And they tried to flip the script on me. They were going off saying they wanted to kick me out of my Pride and Joy Fantasy Football League, the Emotional Friends Stern League Fantasy Football League, because of my emails and my this and that. And it was going on and on and on. And it was happening in real time. And my phone was ringing. I'm in Los Angeles at like 5:15 a.m. It was ringing, nonstop, texting nonstop. I thought something was wrong. I thought there was some sort of problem, like there's an earthquake or something real happened. And they're saying that. And then I get on the phone after calling me and harassing me for 30 minutes at 5 in the morning. First of all, they're saying I'm the one who's a pain in the ass. You motherfuckers just woke me up. It's 5 in the morning. So I woke up at 5 in the morning, naked, nude, with a nose strip on, and got on the phone with Stern, Robin Quivers, and defended myself against Baba Gorilla, Jason Kaplan, and JD, who's a sweating, stammering, stuttering little prick who laughs at his own jokes. And it used to be fun. It ain't fun no more.
Right.
Okay? You guys thought that you were gonna humiliate me, and you were gonna not let my son and the 14-year-old guru not draft with me, and I wasn't gonna be able to make it work. Well, what did you do, you fuck? You single-handedly, you three at the Stern Show, you created the Juru, the fantasy football beast that I've turned into. Oh, and it ain't gonna stop. It ain't gonna stop, okay? And Howard doesn't want it to stop, and Robin doesn't want it to stop. I am going to jump on that gorilla back, Gary, and ride you into the fucking desert until you can't carry me no more. And Jason Kaplan, you beast, I'm gonna shave you down, okay? I'm gonna shave you down, and I'm gonna butter you up, okay? Nice, real nice, and I'm gonna stuff an apple in you, okay? And I'm gonna do things that the unspeakable, unthinkable to you, Jason Kaplan. And JD, what I'm gonna do for you is I'm gonna get you one of those big bottles of Blue Keel's Astringent. Because you greasy fuck you. You tried to turn on me, the Gringo Mandingo. Ha. I'm not even gonna touch you because you look like you smell bad and you look like you need a big blue bottle of Keel's Astringent. Okay,
because
you got oily skin and I don't like it. It makes me uncomfortable. They tried to bring me down, Moody. They tried to rip me down and defame me, defame the name, defame the game. But don't stop. I mean, Moody, you know me my whole life. Shit talking.
Yes, I have.
Is that not like, that's like when with high level shit talking, that's like a baby blanket to me. Like that's like my soft space. That's my safe haven. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, that's light work, man. That's light work for you.
I mean, you've seen me snap on dudes, drug dealers, killers, out in the streets where the stakes are high, where you have to make it funny, or you dudes might really fight. So there's a fine line. Like, you got to snap, you got to make it funny, but it can't be personal. Like, you've seen this, correct?
Yeah, yeah, I've seen it. I've seen you undress guys and simmer down a potential tense situation.
Yes, yes. So this is light work for the Stern Show people. They tried to defame the name and defame the game, But it don't work like that for me. I'm coming at you harder. rougher and raw. What else is going on, Mr. Monetti?
I was watching the debates. They need a new moderator.
They
need a black guy. You understand? A black man. And I'm saying somebody like Sam Jackson, Debo, somebody that can control the situation. Trump ran over this guy, but if it was a real, authentic black man and not a cheap imitation of a white guy, we wouldn't have none of this shit. That was terrible, man. They need you. Donald Trump is a New York guy. He's quick. You need somebody comparable. And you just can't, if you're going to get a black guy, get a black guy. You know what I'm saying? And he was like telling Lester Holt, I got it. No, he wouldn't stop talking. If you had a real guy, then you wouldn't have that. Donald Trump would be put in his place.
Yeah,
you know?
Sam Jackson, I mean, we suggested Aiello, but Sam Jackson or Debo, the actor, that would be great because that would keep him in line right quick. Like, Sam Jackson would be, no, motherfucker, you don't got it. I'm the motherfucking moderator. Like, that would be good.
And Debo's look would put Donald Trump in his place.
Yes. Yes, just a look. Like Debo wouldn't have to. He wouldn't have to raise his voice. But Sam Jackson would be good. Motherfucker, did I say speak?
Yeah, I mean that was terrible, man. And just get this guy out of here, man. Let him do his shit on the NBC shit. And then Donald Trump, after it was over, Hillary was shaking his hand, Lester Holt. Donald Trump just flicked him, just walked right off. Said, fuck this guy.
Flicked him crazy.
That's that bullshit. You can't, if you're going to get a black dude, get a black dude, not a cheap imitation of a white dude. Fuck that. Real dude.
That's a good point. Aiello would be good. Sam Jackson, Debo, Terry Crews with no shirt on would be great.
Yeah. Some UFC fighter.
Yeah, get a UFC dude with cauliflower ears and all that old fly shit. Yo, did you hear about my man at the Yankees game who tried to propose to his girl and dropped his ring?
Oh, I saw that.
Duke, you played yourself, man. He seems like a sweet dude, but you played yourself, man. He dropped the ring.
Maybe that's a sign.
Huh?
Maybe that's a sign.
Yeah, man. I mean, this guy seems like a sweet guy, you got to hold your head, Duke. Like, yo, I think that you're right. That might be a sign.
Yeah, I would think twice about it after that. I'd be like, yo, I don't know, man. You know, I'm a spiritual cat, and shit like that happened. I got to think twice. Maybe God don't want me to get a hitch with your ass.
Yeah, we got to shut this shit down. What else is up, Moody? There's some freaky shit going on in New York, man. There was a couple, Soho, wealthy. You know, they live in Soho. Soho is a part of Manhattan, it's like the chic, coolest, most elite place to live in Manhattan. One of the most elite places to live. They went to the Sundance Film Festival. And they tried to freak off out there.
Wow.
And they got themselves, they tried to get this girl, to freak off, a little S&M threesome freaking off with the whips and the chains and the pills and all that old craziness. And the girl blacked out.
Of course.
And then she woke up, she was violated. She had all kinds of suction cup marks on her and bites and swollen lip and vaginal pain and, you know, like bruises and suction marks. Like, I don't know what kind of, like, what are they giving her, hickeys? I don't know what kind of, but it was a man and a woman, a couple. They did this and they got arrested.
Good.
Because they gave her pills and they gave her drinks and all that. You didn't hear about these two?
Nah. But I'm saying, how is that? Like beating a motherfucker up. How is that sex?
And
how?
I don't know.
How could a person get aroused by that? If I see you coming at me with a whip, you know what I'm saying? Like that shit gonna hurt.
Right. That's not fun.
That's not fun. And I wouldn't want to beat nobody up. It's called lovemaking.
Right. Or freaking off.
Yeah. It's a good thing. You bring a whip, you bring a fucking bowling ball, you're throwing a bowling ball at... What the fuck?
Yeah, what are you trying to do? It's not a gang fight.
Yeah, that's terrible, man.
This is the Ian Rapoport podcast, and we'll be right back. All right, at DraftKings.com, you don't need to come in first place to win money. Okay, a guy who came in 800th place in the first week of fantasy football won $100. Okay, this weekend, DraftKings is hosting another huge fantasy football contest with over $1 million in total prizes up for grabs. DraftKings is the destination for one-week fantasy football. One-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. Play whenever you want with the players you want. Just pick your contest, draft your team, and follow all the action live. Renew all rivalries. Play people you like, you don't like. Huh. Yeah, you think you know what you're doing? Why don't we play at DraftKings for $20, $5, $1, whatever you're into, okay? Whatever level of fantasy expertise you have, DraftKings has something for you. Go to DraftKings.com, choose your players for this week's contest, enter the promo code Rappaport, and play for free with your first deposit. The promo code is Rappaport to play for free of your share of over $1 million. Only at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. Eligibility and restrictions apply. See the website for details. And as always, huh? Oh, yeah, I'll be there. I'll be dancing my ass off, taking on all comers. No Bruno, okay? At DraftKings.com/ I am Rappaport. They customized the league. Things got so out of control, they customized the league. For the I Am Rappaport people that want to challenge me, the Gringo Mandingo. I know a lot of people think, I say like the Stern Show people, come, let's go head up. Let's go head up in the monkey cage at DraftKings. And this is not about money. If you want to do it for some money, we could do that. But it's about the shit talk. It's about the love. It's about the blood, the guts, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. We could do it for $1.50. We could go for free just for the pure sheer excitement of trying to dance with the Gringo Mandingo. Okay? Go to DraftKings.com/ I Am Rappaport if and when you want to dance with me. Because I know,
yeah,
I want to dance with you.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You know how in India they have arranged marriages? Check this one out. This girl was arranged for her to marry, according to the village customs, a stray dog.
Why, what?
According to the village customs in India, she married a stray dog. The whole village is in support of this woman, but the woman isn't too happy.
I can see why she isn't too happy.
I thought you was a dog lover. I thought you'd be all right with this story, man.
No, I'm not marrying no fucking dog. Wheezy is right here in front of me, sleeping on a Casper bed right in front of me. Wheezy, I love you. You're my best friend. I like Wheezy more than I like anybody else. He looks me in the eyes. I feel the love. Okay? He's like a child. But we're not getting married, Wheezy. I don't swing like that. Even if you were a girl, I don't get down like that.
Yeah, so she was not too happy. And during the wedding, the dog fell asleep. And he took a crap. And they're living happily ever after right now. So I don't know. It's arranged marriages. It's like you can't say, is it possible to say, I'm not marrying this dog? What would happen?
Or what if you want to marry another dog? Since I got to marry a dog, what if I'm not attracted to this dog? What if I prefer like somebody more my type? At least can you at least say what kind of dog you want to marry?
I'd say no. I'd say, oh, what's going to happen? You can't kill me. That should be against the village's customs.
I'm sure it don't get down. Any village that is cool with that, I'm sure they're doing some wild shit. If you hear a little buzzing
in the background? You hear the buzzing?
No. Booty? I don't
These
hear that.
These cocksuckers, they're back. I'm fucking recording here, you cocksucker. Hey, asshole. These motherfuckers, they're cutting hedges and shit. What the fuck? It'll go away. Hey, you know how you say, bad luck? You know, you got bad luck?
Yeah.
People say that, it's not my day. Well, you ain't got nothing on this prick in Australia. This prick was bitten on his loaf 5 months ago by a venomous spider while he was using a portable toilet. Now, I don't know if my man pisses sitting down or what, but 5 months later, this asshole was bitten on his loaf again by a spider. This is real shit.
Jesus. Wow.
All loaves matter. My man, you need to check your loaf, man. Like, you know, like Beastie Boys, check your head. You need to check your loaf. How could that happen two times in a lifetime, let alone two times in 5 months? Check your loaf, Duke.
Oh, my God. Yo, damn. What luck. What luck.
Yeah.
I see Derrick Rose. Looking, they had clips of Derrick Rose in practice, looking really good. I expect my man D Rose to have a fantastic year, and I expect him to miss a couple of games unless he settles and gives the sneaker chaser what she wants.
Yeah, give her the money.
And to the players out there, yo, you don't know these women. Don't
right.
engage in no texts. Be very vague with the text because they could come back to haunt you.
Right. Be very vague. You gotta speak cryptically. You can't speak outwardly and blunt.
Yeah.
You can't be blunt on the text talking all that fly shit. Doesn't work in this day and age because 7 months later, a year later, you're the same shit that you said on late night on your couch when you was watching ESPN repeats. Might come back to haunt you.
And then those texts will be on ESPN, the screen.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Just like my man Jim Carrey, they shitting on him. They got messages where he said, "Have you thought about my cock today?"
Oh, shit. Shit, man.
You know, and they dragging my man Jim Carrey through the mud. And, got his texts all out there. Very embarrassing for my man. And it's terrible, man.
Yeah. I hear you, man. I hear you, man. It's not good. I hope Jim Carrey, is innocent. I hope Derrick Rose is innocent. I really hope they are. Like I say, I hope they're found innocent. I hope they truly are innocent. Yo, yeah. October 14th, Las Vegas, Nevada, at Vinyl at the Hard Rock Hotel. The I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast World Tour continues. October 16th at Stand Up Live in Phoenix, Arizona. Tickets are now available at www.iamrapporttour.com. Okay? We're going to get nuts in Vegas. That's just a fact.
Yeah.
That's going down for real. Like the song, it's going down for real. We're going to get wild in Vegas. Okay? And then two nights later on the 16th at Stand Up Live in Phoenix, we're going to get it pop-a-lopping.
For sure.
Gee, you know what I'm wearing? I don't mean to make you jealous, but I am wearing soft ass I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast t-shirts, new joints. Right now I'm wearing the Fantasy Football and Chill soft ass butter soft I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast t-shirt. We got the New York Psychoanalytical Institute t-shirt, and we got the G Monetti classic logo.
Yeah.
So you don't have
to have
my face. You could be walking around with G. Moody, last name rhymes with duty, with his face plastered on your t-shirt. Go to districtlines.com/IAmRapaport. What else is crack-a-lackin', Monetti?
Oh, man. The house is coming along, man. Walls are being put up. I want to put something out here, man. When the house is finished, I'm putting it out that if anybody is in interior decorating and you want to decorate the gloom tomb, I'm putting it out there that it's open for anyone who's an interior decorator who wants to hook up the house and get promoted and, you know, make it look very nice.
Give them love, because you can't take on a job like that. It's a big, beautiful brownstone in the boogie down Bronx.
Right. So I am relieving my duties of that, because I know I will make it look like trash. So I want to give it to a professional decorator to kind of make it look like it's supposed to.
No doubt. This thing I'm gonna break down right now was disturbing, because I'm not with any sort of injustices towards anybody of any shape, size, color, sex, sexual preference, especially not on women, any of it.
Right.
You know, these two dudes, these New York dudes, gay dudes, openly gay, they talk about it. The reason why I'm saying that is because, well, I'll tell you, it's crazy. These dudes were in San Francisco out there for a party. It's actually a leather-themed festival. I don't know why I didn't get an invite, because I would love to go to a leather-themed festival, especially in San Francisco. These cocksuckers pulled up in a minivan, you know, and attacked them. You know, they got away. They tried to fucking beat them up, you know, cursing at them. One of the dudes sprayed him with mace. And you know, they were beaten up and shook up. But you know what I was thinking? You know, if gay men can't walk around the streets of San Francisco safe, where can they walk around safe? Because San Francisco, they're about it. Like, you're not just going to go up to San Francisco on some I don't like homosexual shit and get out of there alive. Them dudes don't play that shit up there.
Right. The dudes that beat them up are gay themselves.
And they're angry and they're suppressed, right?
Yep. That's what it is, because what is the reason for doing that? These people,
like, don't
harm anyone.
You don't have nothing better to do. You don't have, like you can't download a movie or, I don't know, work out or smoke some weed or drink yourself into oblivion. You want to, like, with an agenda to go out and attack two young dudes in San Francisco that had a fun-filled leather-themed festival on a Saturday night. You can't get no chicks. You got nothing better to do. Fuck you, these guys that did that. So those dudes in New York, they're New York dudes, young dudes, Neil and my man Jeff White. Yo, if me and Moody were there, we would hold you down. Man, these guys are soft, man.
Yeah, that's like cowardice. And especially if you know, these are human beings too, and you go out of your way to assault them, that means you have some suppressed gay You're gay, it's suppressed. So why don't you just join them at the festival?
You should have came out at the party. Yo, they would have been nice to you. You could have picked up anything you wanted out there. It was a leather-themed festival, but you don't want to do that. You want to beat dudes up that you know are not out there looking to fight.
Yep. Sucker shit, man.
That's whack. Yeah, that is sucker shit. I don't know, Moody. I can't call it. You know, I got to be honest. I don't know when people are listening to this, but I was a little rattled by the Howard Stern thing. I'm focused. I play this animal on Sunday, by the name of Baba Booey, Fa Fa Fooey, Gaga Gorilla. I play him in fantasy football on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
I'm focused. I'm ready to take this monkey down.
Do you have Odell Beckham on your team? Because he seems to be losing his mind. And and I'm saying, is he part of your team? And does the antics mean you bench the guy?
Well, I have him on one team. I don't have him in my Stern League team. I wouldn't bench him, but I am concerned about him because, you know, like the crying and the kicking and these, like, I just love the game so much. No, Duke, that ain't about that. It's about you. It's about you not getting any touchdowns yet. He played good. I think he outplayed Josh Norman by a little bit, but that wasn't enough. They didn't win, and he didn't get no touchdowns, and they have a slew of receivers, and it's that pretty boy, I'm used to getting all the attention.
Yeah.
It's not going my way, whining and crying behavior. It ain't nothing to do with men. It's just, again, it's boundaries. It's boundaries. Yeah. Like, yo, it's just what they let him get away with. But it comes from being, you know, it's not, oh, I just love the game so much. It just hurts to lose. Bullshit, man. If it hurts to lose so much, get out there and make the plays to help the team win. And he played good. It was his best game of the season. But it's not like the standards that he set the first 2 years, because number one, the Giants have other weapons at wide receiver. And number two, there's so much attention on him because he is so good. But you can't just be good physically. You got to be good mentally. And I think mentally, he's just, you know, he's caught up. He's caught up in the fashion and the hair. He's kicking and fucking banging on a field goal post. I mean, like the
kicking nets.
Yeah. And what are you're crying? It's game three, you're crying? Come on, man, chill out with the theatrics, man. It's not that serious, the theatrics.
You know what that's showing to the league, that we could get into this guy's head. And if he doesn't score, you know he has a lot of dances and routines lined up for the score.
So that's what it is.
Right? So he wants to show the whip, the nay-nay, well, I don't know, the motherfucker, what kind of dances. I don't know what kind of shit they got today. But that's why.
He's like, he's not, fuck, I didn't score a touchdown. He's like, fuck, I've been working on this dance all week, and I can't unleash it.
Yes.
He's like, fuck, I've been working on dances for the past 3 weeks and in the off season. Didn't you see the video of me at Drake's house? He's ready to do like the some other shit. That's exactly what it is, Monetti. And that's why you continue to be the 2015 podcast co-host. Yeah, no one can touch you.
Yes. This is true.
So we talked about this a lot, and I'm going to leave this to you, and you could reiterate your feelings on this. Again, in Georgia, I've never been to Georgia. I have nothing against the great state of Georgia.
Right.
I have nothing against it. A Georgia substitute teacher was arrested, a woman, 38, pretty, cute. This is a cute teacher, substitute teacher, for having sex with not one, but two of her students. Now, Moody, for the new listeners of the Iron Rapport Stereo podcast, tell us about your experience with your female teachers throughout the years.
I never, and I said this, I never got any inclination. No, they never looked at me as they wanted to get with me, but I would, now that I see it so prevalent throughout the nation and it's happening everywhere, I said, I would love to fuck one of the teachers. I wouldn't say nothing. It's always in the paper. Someone's telling.
Oh, I'm not ratting you out, Mrs. Smith.
Of course not.
This teacher's name is Mrs. Rich. If you had come to me when I was 17, rest assured, it would just be our little secret.
Yeah. I mean, really. And, you know, the teachers are human beings, and some of the boys are kind of big, and so, you know, they attracted to them, but I don't see, they shouldn't be fucking hung out to dry. They should be at a hospital, but they're not criminals.
And rest assured, you know, 16, 18, that's about the limit, but rest assured, these young guys, they're not victims in it. They were in there like, yo, I'm fucking the teacher. Like, it wasn't like they were like, oh, what's happening to me? I get it if it's a man and a woman. But the dude, 99, now, I get it. I'm totally serious. But me at 16, I'd been like, yo, I'm fucking the teacher. Like, yo, this crazy. This is insane. And like, nowadays, like, you'd be texting, yo, I just left Mrs. Rich house. Yo, you're not going to believe the shit we did today. It got even iller. So I mean, I don't know how these teachers keep getting busted. And I'm not making light of any sort of playing around, but with any sort of, you know, rape or anything like that. I'm not with any of that. But for most 16-year-old kids or an 18-year-old kid, especially the 18-year-old, to freak off with the teacher, that's like, yo, that dude. And when you look at the teacher, you're like, yo. Other kids have been like, yo, you got game. Like, you're about it. Like, I respect that 16-year-old, and I respect that 18-year-old. But never. It never crossed any teacher's mind to have any kind of thing like that with me.
And you know, we were in the public school system of New York. The teachers were exactly what you thought they were. And I don't know if they're like that now. It seems like, you know, there might be some hipster, like young teachers, but it was just old, crusty, you know, shit.
Yeah.
But even when they were mildly, I actually had one mildly attractive teacher when I went to Martin Luther King High School for the 11th and 12th grade. There was one teacher that was cute. You think that she was like, Mr. Rappaport, can you stay after class with me? No, she wanted to get me the fuck out of there as soon as possible. I was a goddamn pain in the ass.
Oh, man. I mean, that at 16, 17, that's a dream, man, to be approached, because you can't bag the teacher. They approach you and say,
exactly.
Right?
That's
so
like,
that's a dream.
Yeah, it's a dream situation for the boys. The girls, I'm not with that.
Yeah,
stay
I'm
away
not with
from
them.
The young girls, you scumbags.
Yeah,
all
we're.
Right. The Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast is sponsored by Casper Mattress. Casper is an obsessively engineered mattress at a shockingly fair price. It combines a springy latex and supportive memory foam to create an award-winning sleep surface. Free shipping and returns in the United States and Canada. You could try a Casper mattress for 100 nights risk-free in your home. If you don't love it, they will pick it up and refund you everything. That is what you call customer satisfaction. It's made in America. Go to www.casper.com/Rappaport. That's www.casper.com/Rappaport. Get $50 off any mattress using the code Rappaport. Terms and conditions apply. They have sheets. They have pillows. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Casper has dog beds. Shit is real. Casper has dog beds. My dog, Wheezy, is laying on his Casper dog bed right now. He's looking at me right now going, what are you talking about? And I'm talking about you, Wheezy, because I see you. I see you sleeping and resting comfortably on your Casper dog bed. Monetti, what else you got, man?
Oh, man, the weather in New York is crisp. It's like Frank Sinatra said, the late Frank Sinatra, autumn in New York coming around the bend. I like it. This is my favorite time of the year. Football Sundays, I'm with that. All that good stuff, yo.
All right, well, listen, we're going to be in Vegas October 14th, live. The live shows are fantastic. Me and G Monetti's first time in Vegas. And then October 16th, Phoenix. What can I say? We're out. Play some funk. These are all G Moody beats. We call them Moody beats.
Yes.
All one of a kind, crafted by G Monetti. Shout out to the entire Rapper Pack. Shout out to all the listeners, all the fans. We see all the tweets. I try to respond to everything, which has gotten me in trouble in the past, but that's just the type of dude I am. I appreciate the love. Moody, yes. Jordan Winter and Miles Davis, the two best podcast producers in the business. We see it all. We talk about it amongst ourselves. I brag about it. It literally makes my heart race sometimes.
Yes, so absolutely.
We appreciate all the love. It's the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast, and we're out.
Out.